With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. When a massive wildfire tore through the Santa Cruz Mountains last year, it destroyed close to 1,500 structures. And when a structure is destroyed by fire, toxic materials can leak out into the environment. Cleaning up these spills often involves scraping the earth and dumping it somewhere else. But a local group is trying a different approach. They're experimenting with fungi, which they say has an incredible ability to remove and even heal toxic burn scars. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
I meet Maya Elson deep in the Santa Cruz Mountains on a property perched on a steep slope overlooking a creek. It's hard to imagine, but someone's home used to stand here.
Right after the fire, we came here and everything was gray. You could hardly see anything green, and there were just piles of rubble and ash.
Elson is the executive director of Co-Renewal, a nonprofit that uses science to tackle environmental issues. This heartbreaking scene inspired them to get to work.
You could see aluminum that had been liquefied and had dripped down the hillside.
Elson was very concerned these toxins could make it into the creek and spread throughout local ecosystems affecting fish, animals, and people. That's where the mushrooms come in. They decided to try something called mycoremediation. Myco meaning fungus, and remediation meaning returning to what it once was.
We introduced Pleurotus ostreatus, the oyster mushroom, which has been shown to be able to hyperaccumulate metals and biodegrade, you know, plasticky stuff, to see if we can use them in this situation to remediate these toxins and trap these toxins.
Co-Renewal's volunteer mycologist, Erica Schroeder, took me through the process. With a spade, they dug a shallow ditch horizontally along the slope, then placed a long wattle in that ditch. A wattle is a tube filled with compacted straw. The wattle is then sprinkled with mushroom fungus or spawn.
The oyster fungi will then start to eat and consume the straw and move along the wattle, creating a filtration device.
Essentially, they're making a living sieve. And that living sieve will filter water that moves down the slope and take out the toxins. To monitor just how effective this process is, the team collected samples above and below the wattles at the start of the experiment and will do the same at the end, a year or two later, to check whether the mushrooms decrease the amount of toxins at that site. The oyster mushroom spawn that they used in this experiment is very specific. The Co-Renewal team is introducing a fungi that is native to the area. They got that from a local mushroom grower in Moss Landing.
We grow 12 different varieties of mushrooms. We do shiitake, tree oyster, lion's mane, maitake.
That's Kyle Garoni, the production manager at Far West Fungi. He says Moss Landing is the ideal place to grow mushrooms because of the humidity and the climate that doesn't fluctuate too much. On a tour of the facility, we peek inside the different shipping containers where pink and yellow oyster mushrooms are growing under a gentle spray of irrigated water.
They have a really nice, crazy-looking color that most people think, like, well, what did you do to these mushrooms?
Garoni said they donated the native mushroom spawn for this experiment to do their part in helping the community deal with the toxic consequences from last summer's wildfire.
Fungi have been used in that way for decades.
Gregory Gilbert is a mycologist and professor of environmental studies at UC Santa Cruz.
But it's not as extensively studied as it probably could be or should be.
He says because fungi live inside what they eat, some of them have this amazing ability to take in toxins and either use it for energy or convert it into something less toxic.
Now, it depends on the fungi. It depends on the toxins. It's not a universal fix for everything.
Gilbert says mushrooms and fungi are tremendously diverse in what they can do, abilities scientists continue to study, like the healing of wildfire burn scars. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.